Welcome to Torah Imecha Nach Yomi with the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Rivka Siegel, and today we will be studying Tehillim Mizmor Kuf Chaf Vav 126, continuing on in the series of Shir HaMa'alos, the Songs of Ascents. We all know this one, because it's customary to say this before Birkat HaMazon, before we bench on Shabbos. On Shabbos is the best time for us to look ahead and dream about the glorious future. And so on Shabbos, we sing this song. This song was originally presented by the religious groups at the World Zionist Congress in 1933 to serve as the national anthem of the State of Israel, or what was to be the State of Israel. It was outvoted by HaTikvah as the anthem, but it does serve as our song of the national Jewish dream of returning as a whole nation to Tzion. This dream is then continued in the song by our prayer that it should be realized very soon. And then it comes with the directive of the work we have to do while we wait for this dream to become a clear reality. Let's begin verse 1, Pasuk Aleph. Shir HaMa'alos, Song of Ascents. Beshuv Hashem Eshivas Tzion Hayinu Kecholmim. When Hashem returns the captivity or the captives of Tzion, it will be like we are dreamers. It will be so good that it will be like a dream that we can't even imagine. The Mitzvah David and Radak say we will look back at Gullus, our exile will have been a dream. It was one bad dream that we experienced in this time of Gullus. Or the Malbim explains that in this time when we are brought back to Tzion, it will be that which we had only dreamed of. Stay tuned for more on that. Pasuk Beis, verse 2. At this time, Az Yamale Schok Pinu Ulshonenu Rina. Then our mouths will be full of laughter and our tongues of joyous song. Az Yomru Vagoyim Higdil Hashem Lasos Imele. Then it will be said amongst the nations, Hashem has done greatly with them. There will be this universal recognition of Hashem when they see the Jewish people as a whole returning to Tzion. This language of us very much brings us back to the us Yashir Moshe, then Moshe sang after the crossing of the sea. We will be in that same place. This is the final us, the final then we will have this international recognition of Hashem when the world sees all the good that happens to the Jewish people. Pasuk Gimel. But not only will the nations of the world recognize the greatness of Hashem, but Higdil Hashem Lasos Imanu. Hashem has done greatly with us. The Jewish people as a whole will recognize that Hashem has brought us back to the land of Israel. Hayinu Smechim, and that is why we will be so happy. We were so happy. Notice when you look at the language of Hayinu Smechim, is it that we were happy or we will be happy? It's not nihiyes mechim, that we will be happy. It almost seems to imply that we were happy in the past. But one of the ways of looking at it is this dream is so clear in our mind of us returning to the land of Tzion that dream itself brings us happiness. It's like a prophet, says the Malbim. A prophet sees the prophecy so clearly that it's real, it's happening, even though it hasn't happened yet. So too, it hasn't happened yet, this full geula, but we're so happy just dreaming of it. And now with this dream, we daven. And we ask Hashem, Pasuk Dalet, verse 4, Shuva Hashem Eshvisenu, Hashem, return our captives. Kafikim Banegev, like springs in a desert. Usually springs in a desert are empty. And then all of a sudden when there's a little bit of rain, or there's a little bit of rain up north and the rain comes down into the desert, overnight the brown desert turns green. We want everyone returned very quickly. And the truth is, when this will happen, it will happen like keheref ayin, like the blink of an eye. And now that we ask Hashem for his help, Pasuk Hey and Vav, the last two verses of the song, are going to be a message for us. Hazarim bedima berina yiktzoru. Those who tearfully sow will reap in joy. Pasuk Vav, verse 6. Haloch yelech uvacho, he walks and cries, meaning he keeps moving and doing, even though it's not easy and he's in pain. Nosei meshech hazara, carrying a measure of seeds. There's only so much I can do, so much he can do, but he does it. Bo yavo barina, he will surely return in joy. Nosei alumosav, carrying his bundles. Meaning, he thinks there's only a small, limited amount that he could do. But when he does his small part, he will be very proud of his accomplishments. This song and vision was from the past. It was the song, says the Das Sofrim, that David wrote when he himself was able to see the Shechina returning to Har HaMoriah. For years, the Mishkan, which housed the Aron, where the Shechina rested, traveled around the land of Israel to the point that closer to the time that David was ruling, people were not even sure where the Aron was. David brought the Mishkan and the Aron to Yerushalayim, so Hashem's Shechina was resting there. And when this happened, David HaMelech was saying it was like a dream come true. And when the Mishkan with the Aron was settled in Yerushalayim, the nations around saw the greatness of Yerushalayim as well. Most of the commentators explain that this is a song that was sung about the return of the captives during Gullus Bavel, during the Babylonian exile. After 70 years of exile, the Jews were allowed to return from Persia, from Babylonia, to Zion, and we were happy. But at the same time, many did not come. So while we were happy that we were able to return, we davened that the remainder of the Jews who had not yet returned would also be returned to the land of Israel. So while it's a song of the past, this is also a song that we sing in the present where we look ahead to our future. Beshuv Hashem eshivas Tzion hayinu kecholmim. When Hashem returns all the captivity of Tzion back to Tzion, it will be that which we had dreamed of. The Malbim explains it will be our dream come true, but it will be our dream that we yearned for coming true. We had always dreamed of it, and because we were so clear of our dream, the dream became a reality. And while the dream itself makes us happy in the present, the reality hasn't happened yet. Our rabbis tell us that because we're still waiting for the time when our mouths will be fully happy, in the meantime, we can't fully be happy at this time. Hence, we have the custom to break an expensive glass at our child's wedding. So what we're doing is we're balancing the feeling of pain of Golus with the pleasure of knowing that it won't be forever. And that dream will become a reality. We also balance the dream of the future with the efforts we need to do in the present. If you look back at the beginning of the song, you will see it's written in plural. Together we have this dream. Together we have this vision of being happy. But as the song continues with our responsibility for this national goal, it becomes singular. Yes, it's the national goal, but each of us has to yearn and plant whatever seeds we can in the moment. Each of us has our own tears, our own individual struggle to move ahead, and each of us will produce our own bundles of achievements that we can be proud of. We have just had a small taste of the beauty of this song. And I want to take a minute to make a plug again for the Alit program this summer. And one of the sessions of Tehillim in this Alit program will be a discussion of this song, Kuf Chaf Vav, along with Kuf Lamed Zayin, the song of Al Naros Bavel, where we mourn our extensive Golus, our extensive exile. We will learn both of these songs much more in depth and see how they both give us such inspiration and direction to mourn the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash properly and to yearn for the Geula, for the redemption properly as well. Thank you for studying together. Le'iloi Nishmas, Sonia Finkelstein, Chanasara Bas Chaim Leib.